Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We are back today with Louis Zaffirini, and we are talking about the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Arlington, Virginia. Louise, give us again just a little bit the theme of the convention and how that was selected or why.
The theme of the convention this year is We the People Defending Life, in honor of all the brave pro-life people who have been defending life across the country in the face of such powerful pro-abortion opposition. And we really hope to be able to show our appreciation by giving them the resources they need to work even harder.
Now, next year, unfortunately, January 22nd, will be the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So this being the 42nd annual convention tells us, of course, that the convention was going before Roe v. Wade was even decided. But I think that's maybe, hopefully, an incentive for our grassroots pro-life people to try to come to the convention to get motivated and energized, you know, because it's 40 years of this has been discouraging in many ways, but the pro-life movement is here, and I believe stronger than ever. And what I'm excited about is that we have a future to the pro-life movement because of the young people that are getting involved. Why don't you tell us about a little bit about the Teens for Life convention that is a portion of this?
Well, despite all of that discouragement, it's always enlightening to see how many Teens for Life show up for our annual Teens for Life convention, which for the past 27 years has been happening at the same time as the annual convention. Kids from across the country come and meet alongside their adult pro-life peers, and they learn how to be involved in the right-to-life movement when they get back home. They hear not only from adults, but also people their own age who can speak from experience in how they are teens and involved in the movement to save human life.
The teens often have the same speaker. Sometimes they will be in the convention with the adults, but then some of the speakers that are talking to the adults also come and meet with the teens as well. So they really do get a great experience at this convention of, you know, being introduced to some of our main speakers, pro-life speakers around the country.
It's very encouraging to hear when young people want to come to the convention and they want to be able to also participate in the adult portion of the convention, which we also welcome, because there are some kids that are just so gung-ho about being pro-life and hearing about all the topics that are available even outside of the teen portion of the convention. But as a member of the Teens for Life convention, they're going to hear about an amazing array of topics, including assisted suicide, stem cell research, using social media and the internet to save lives, leadership training, story of abortion survival, and so many others.
And along with the teen convention, we also have an oratory contest where teens from around the country who have won contests within their own state organizations come to the National Right to Life Convention and participate in a national contest. So we have some great avenues and great ways for young people to be involved in the convention.
It's a terrific outlet for all of the amazing energy from young pro-life people that we're able to channel it through our state affiliates and the work that they do to get kids to participate not only in the oratory contest, but state-level essay contests that we judge at the national level, and just the idea that these kids want to be there for days and hear about all these topics is great.
It is a great time. Again, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Arlington, Virginia. For more information, go to our website, prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.